Preston and Steve Fun Size.
I want to go back to this story that we touched on in the news, Kathy, about that restaurant in Ocean City.
Frenchie's.
Yeah, Frenchie's. Okay, so they have a plot of beach that apparently is theirs. I guess that comes with owning the restaurant. And they're catching some flack from locals because mm-hmm. they're putting out tables and chairs and umbrellas. And I think there's tables.
No, it's chairs and umbrellas. Chairs
yeah, and recliners. Okay.
You mean like lounge chairs?
They're chairs.
Okay. Yeah. Recliners. I'm like, wow, they got lazy boys.
They're lazy boys out there. Yeah.
And so some people are getting upset about the fact that they're taking up too much real estate on the beach, and there were concerns that they would put these out before people had actually said, you know, I want a spot on the beach.
Right. And they're saying that's not the case, right?
With nobody there. I don't know. I'm a little fuzzy on that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think maybe they have adjusted what they're doing okay. To kind of accommodate some of the other beachgoers or people who aren't happy with it.
Because we're looking at a picture, and there are it looks pretty cool, actually. A nice display. It looks like something you might see at a resort, like an all-inclusive.
Yeah.
So it's out there. It looks good. But to Casey's point earlier is that, if you're eating up a lot of beach with this, it's kind of weird. It's their beach.
Well, there's not. So Ocean City doesn't have a whole lot of beach
to
begin with.
You say that Ocean City's beach is much larger than some of the other shore towns.
When was the last time you were there?
I go every summer.
To Ocean City?
Yeah. My best friend lives there.
I don't really.
It's not small. I mean, Sea Isle is an Avalon, much smaller than Ocean City. The beach wise.
Does this bring up bad issues of people listen, it's the constant battle on any beach is the fight for real estate.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Putting up huge blankets and stuff. So here's
the issue, and I'm with Casey on this. When you come and you leave your stuff, and then you leave for hours upon hours.
Right.
And just, I've claimed this. This is my area, and you just leave their stuff. You're taking up space that could have been enjoyed by other people at that time. And I just think that is not cool. And I'm not saying that this place, Frenchie's, does that. I'm just saying in general, as a general unwritten rule, don't do that. You're being a douchebag.
They appear to have a legal right to do this, and if they conducted their business, and for the people you pointed out earlier, Kathy, there are people who enjoy this, and that's fine. But to that point, your point, Preston, I hate. Now, mind you, if you're going into the surf for a little bit,
that's understandable.
That's your part of your deal.
You're already, if your feet are on the sand, it's okay.
Yeah. If you show up at 5 o'clock in the morning and put your stuff down on the beach and then come back later on at 4, go to hell.
I'm going to disagree with you guys. So, and I know you're talking more about resort, and I understand that, like at resorts.
Yeah.
But if you're going to an open public beach, I mean, I know tons of people who have lots of kids. The dad goes up, sets up the beach,
and then
comes back and packs lunches and whatever, and then the family.
How long has he gone?
I don't know, but probably. I'm just saying. I know that not hours. I mean, I think they'll go up. They'll set their stuff up. I mean, I have two friends that I know that they do this. The dad goes up, he sets everything up. The other one, the brother goes up, sets everything up for all of the kids. And it's a house with lots of kids in the family. So I don't know when they get there, but yeah, it's after for sure.
So you're saying that they what my little scenario there of going like at 9 o'clock in the morning, setting up this camp, leaving. And then coming back later is what they do.
Maybe, in the day. Like, maybe,
I would torch it.
See, I disagree. If in this house there are three kids,
yeah,
and there's two grandparents.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
So
they're
what?
Taking. So what? So they're the, so the
so
guy.
So there are
the
there are thousands
everything?
Of other people that had three kids and two grandparents and all that sort
so
of
then,
stuff.
So go and set your stuff up on the beach. I don't think there's anything wrong. There's plenty
of
beach.
But they're not there at that point. You know, yeah. In other words, if they're not there
so
for
hours. So what if they come
if they're not there for
40
hours,
minutes later, big
40
deal.
Minutes, that's, I can see that.
I'm not
that.
Talking about set it up, you know, 9 hours before
well,
you're going
to be
there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like you know, listen, if you're going down and you're, if it's a half hour, 35 minutes, and even an hour, okay. A couple hours, yeah. I have an issue.
Or go down there and set it up and stay there until everybody
or live
else gets
there forever.
Or live there forever.
I think it's completely fine. And listen, if you go hours in advance and set your stuff up, you're risking the tide coming up. So I don't think you should be doing that anyway.
Well, if you're up high enough, you know, don't put it right in the surf. No. But I know what you're saying.
Have you seen people that like have left and all of a sudden their stuff gets washed away?
Oh yeah,
really?
Yeah.
They
like
don't
they'll
realize
go for
tide's
a walk.
Gonna be coming in. Yeah.
Well, they'll go for a walk, and I guess maybe they don't realize it's going to be high tide in an hour or something, and they get back. I mean, we'll move. If I see that happening, I'll move stuff for people.
There's a branch off to this conversation, actually, Casey, and it mm-hmm. came from a month or two ago.
Yeah, and it's the same type of people. And so, Kathy, I will disagree with you until the day that I die, because it's just a certain okay. It's just a certain breed of human that that lives their life like this. And Press, what you're talking about is we know I got an email from a guy whose child was in like the school talent show, and there was a
they should have had priority.
Well, no, the problem was is you know everybody got to the door to get their great seats so they can get pictures and all that sort of stuff,
right.
And they were essentially third in line.
Okay.
But unfortunately, the two people that were first in line decided to save seats for like 15 people.
15 people.
You know?
That's a different story. You can't, I would agree with you on that. You're going to save 15 seats.
I see it being kind of the same thing.
If it's
you got one
certainly
guy
in the same town, if not on the same street.
You're not taking 15 yards of the beach.
If you're on a crowded beach and you're setting up an encampment for the Duggar family, but again, I think we came to terms on that because you're not saying going away for hours.
It's also
in this case, you're eating up. You can't see that many seats.
I wouldn't be okay with that.
So we got kind of two different subjects.
It's two different things,
the same time, but they're similar in nature, but. How many's too many? You know, I mean, if you're saving a spot in line for one person, all right, that's cool. Three or five? Are we getting into
what would be a regular family unit? Like, I think four to five, but 15?
Oh, yeah,
no.
I think only if like you couldn't save like your family's in line, you can't save space for another entire family.
No.
You know what I mean?
I would say three seats would be a limit.
Okay.
Well, that would be what would I would even feel a little bit uncomfortable. Like if I've got two, I'm comfortable saying no. People are sitting there. Add one more, okay. But after that, I'm going to feel super uncomfortable when someone walks.
I agree.
By.
And how far, Casey,
the principle you're talking about, by the way, is what my dad has always referred to over the years: the "Hooray for me, F you" principle.
Yeah,
and it's people who just don't care. I get so hype. I probably get overly concerned about what if someone else needs to use this.
I do too. And I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know, come on, people.
So, oh, my God.
People get ready.
People get ready.
There's a train to Jordan.
So there's also, you know, and so, again, this is the same species of human being or I don't know, like genome, whatever sort. But they also, there are people that will do this.
Gino Vanelli?
Gino Vanelli.
Yeah, where it all begins with Gino Vanelli.
All right, so you're at the concession stand for the movies.
I'm a Canadian singer, Gino Vanelli, and I don't think you should save three seats.
And there are four people, and they will stand in four different lines. And whichever line goes first, boom, that's the one that we go to.
Yeah.
I've seen them do that. Yeah. I had a lady just blatantly butt in front of me at Maury's Pier on Saturday when I was, you know, waiting in line for tickets or whatever. I'm going to admit something, guys.
I'm gay.
You are?
Yeah, you said
it. No, you did. I didn't say that.
What are you going to admit?
I think I might be guilty of something here.
You're going to say it.
No. For my son's baseball game.
What'd you do?
I dropped off. Well, I'm getting to it.
Okay.
I'm building up the suspense. I dropped off my son for his game. The game starts at 7. I drop him off at 6.
Yeah.
I set up my chairs at 6 and then went home. I'm
this
a-hole. I'm this a-hole, aren't I? I'm fine. Hey,
you're that breed.
You would never ever admit to it. You're not strong enough. I am strong enough to admit. I think I'm part of the problem here, guys.
You're that breed.
Oh my God.
Well, I'm glad you noticed it, and I'm glad you're embarrassed by it. I'm going to go to some calls now. I'm going to go to Amy. Hi, Amy. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, bitches.
Hey, what? What's up, Amy?
Woo! Love you guys.
Love you.
Thank you. So one time we were at a pool, and my sister and I were waiting for some chairs. There were no chairs, but we noticed there were these maybe like little bits of clothing that were just laid out on these chairs, but nobody was coming over.
Mm-hmm.
So we sat down. We like were respectful of their things, so we sat down. About 2 hours gone by, this family comes over and just stands there, and we're like, are these your things? They're like, yeah, these were our things. They like openly told us that they put their stuff there, went back up to their room because it was at a hotel, and had breakfast.
I hate those people.
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
I absolutely hate them.
Thank you. We were like, okay, well, here. We didn't realize that's what you had to do to get a seat by the pool.
No, and in fact, I've seen some hotels and some resorts post specifically against doing that.
What? I will seek out those hotels and give them my business if I can find
because that. Because when you, I look at it as segments of your day. Now you've now stopped bathing by the pool and you've now gone to have breakfast. You're not running both things concurrently.
Right, right.
And you're taking up space. Once you do that, by my line of thinking, you've rescinded your occupation of that lounge or whatever, you come back and hopefully you'll get another one. Yeah. But that's the courteous thing to do.
And especially if there's a limited, limited space. If you're leaving for hours and there's nowhere else to sit,
exactly.
I can understand that.
We have always had, one of us will be the stuff minder. Okay, so you know what?
I am the stuff minder.
I like when I get in on that.
Left eye about it. I am the stuff minder.
You can hear in the reverb. So if we're taking the entire family trip, this was mainly when the kids were younger, say a good example would be Great Wolf Lodge, because the lounge chairs are in a prime real estate as well. They get a place to put all your stuff, especially if you have strollers and things like that. So it would be like, I'm going to go off with the kids. You stay here and watch the stuff. Boom. No
Done.
Problem.
Then you're totally right.
Yep, exactly. Uh-huh. Somebody needs to be there to just say, a human being is taking up this.
Stay there. Right honestly. Also, you can't. I also understand, like, in a movie theater, okay, they're going to go to the concession stand, they put their jacket on the seat. Okay, I got it. You're probably away for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, but when you eat up an entire row, no, I'm saving these, and it's like, 20 minutes before, that's just wrong. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I had no idea that this beach thing was such a huge debate, and I'm just going to ask this, and I'm going to put this out there.
Oh, no, are you throwing gas into the room?
No, I'm actually trying to put out the fire a little bit. When expressing your opinion on our text board, be nice.
Yeah.
Because people are just being flat out a-holes.
I'm not a fat douchebag.
Let me finish what I'm saying. Be nice to Casey. He has a nice opinion. Be nice to Kathy. She has a nice opinion. They're just sharing their opinions. All I'm saying is civility is a good thing.
So, yeah.
All right.
That is a good bit of advice, Nick.
Thank you.
We grow when we are civil.
I want to go to Bobby back to what kicked off this whole thing, the fact that it's in Ocean City, and he's going to comment on this. Hey, Bobby, good morning.
Hi, Preston.
Hey.
It's one of those Lady Bobbies.
Gotcha, Bobby.
I like Lady Bobbies.
Usually spelled with an I.
Yeah.
What's up, Bobby?
Oh, yeah. I have been going to Ocean City my entire life, and I'm so angry right now. I was trying to think of, like, a good Preston and Steve opening line. My brain can't even work.
Okay. It's all good.
The most iconic beach in all of Ocean City, 9th Street Beach, where everybody goes if they're just coming down for the day, and they've taken over the entire beach, whether you're renting the chairs or not. There's birch, there's surf and sand, there's all these other options all over the beaches that have been working for the last 60 years. And these guys just plop all these, it's basically all of Kathy's family, it sounds like. I don't know.
Yeah, she's got a big Iroquois family.
You know what, too? Let me say, so somebody who goes to Ocean City every single day, like, maybe I would feel different if it was my beach. But to me, I'm looking at it as an outsider and thinking, what's the big deal? They're conveniently putting beach chairs there.
Well, let me ask you, Bobby. So you say you've been down there and they seem to be taking up an inordinate amount of the beach. Is that your contention?
It's basically the entire 9th Street Beach, which is not a gigantic beach to begin with. And to be honest with you, you're totally right, Kathy. It's actually not my beach. My beach is the 14th Street Beach. We always sit under the pier, which is super prime real estate. And I keep thinking, like, well, what's not to say that Bob's is going to do it in 14th Street and then Johnson's is going to do it on 13th Street?
Well,
and you go down and then all of a sudden, and you're also paying for a beach tag on top of it. Like, it's just, it's uncalled for. And
well, the Frenchies people seem to, at least by what Kathy was saying earlier, are looking to work, with the people to make it a happy
Yeah, they didn't want this
situation.
Yeah, they didn't want this controversy. That's what it seemed like anyway. It was like the VP of operations was talking to the news station and just said, we want to make this work and we want people to be happy about it.
Are you cool with them? I mean, as far as the idea of the setup down there and having sort of, you know, waiter service or whatever, is that cool? Do you think that's a cool feature to have, or would you like to see it completely gone?
To be honest with you, it's just the whole look of it. It's just very invasive. It's very commercial. And that's not Ocean City. It's not. It's a family resort. It's not. If you want to go get cocktails, go to a town that serves cocktails.
Go to Cocktail Town.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they're not serving cocktails, but.
Right.
And I don't think that the idea of having food and drinks delivered to you at the beach is that foreign. It's been going on forever. But you don't need I don't think, Kathy, maybe you have it in the news. Do you have to be under a Frenchie's umbrella in order to be able to get the delivery service?
I don't know. They're just saying, I think they were just saying how convenient it was. You know, that if you did rent these, they'll bring you food. And I think also the bright colors, it's red and this bright yellow, maybe is kind of throwing people off.
Well, it's also for it to... identification purposes.
All right, I want to jump around a little bit here because I want to go to the saving spaces in line or seats because Amanda is going to admit something. Hi, Amanda, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hey, Amanda, what's up?
I'm sure some of you who are Catholic and go to church know that Christmas Eve Mass is like the biggest Mass of the year.
Yep.
So I love my mother dearly, but every year... she and my dad go about probably a half hour early to get seats, and they insist on saving seats for our entire family.
How many people?
So a couple of us trickle in probably at quarter of, I would say, and then my brothers are notorious for coming right as church starts, if not a few minutes late. And you can just feel, like, the glares of the people that have standing room staring at you.
Yeah, and they're right. They're right because and you know it. Listen, if it's a case of 5 minutes, 6 minutes, or they're out in the parking lot and you're just holding, but on a Mass that you know is absolutely the most packed Mass of the year, to hold it for what you seem to suggest, like a half hour, that's crazy.
I know. And my parents are getting older, so they need a seat. So they're totally fine to get there early. But, I mean, if you're talking my full family sitting for church, that's probably like anywhere from 6 to 8 full-grown adults.
Do you know what it does, Amanda? Our time is more important and valuable than your person. You person, I don't know. I'm just assuming my time's more valuable. So I'm just going to walk right in at the end. I'm sure you understand. If you want to get to the Mass and you want those seats, get there early, as everyone else does.
Yeah,
sometimes you miss out on things because you arrive late.
Yeah.
That's the way the world works.
The funny thing about that...
I see where you're coming from, Amanda.
The funny thing about that Christmas Mass is the people that go to Mass every week are the ones that get there early, that get their seats. Everybody that's standing around the back, or at least at the churches that I've been going to.
I went to Mass, and there were like 9 Frenchie's umbrellas on the first row.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you can't.
Yeah. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Get ready
here.
To commercial, man.
Yeah.
But all of the regulars,
cheeseburger.
All of the Sunday regulars get there. And Amanda said a half hour early. Oh, my gosh. It's like an hour early at my mom's church.
Do you think that these
your mom has a church?
Do you think that these beach problems are unique to New Jersey?
No.
You know what? I think a little bit, because this stuff, these beach chairs and umbrellas, it happens at a ton of other beaches. The Jersey Shore is one of the only beaches that doesn't do this.
All right, maybe I'm wrong. I'm going to go to Matt, who wants to admit something as well. Hey, Matt, good morning.
For the first time in my life, I agree with Kathy 100% on the beach.
Wow.
Thanks, Matt.
Okay.
I go to the beach every weekend.
Yeah.
And I have my spot with my view. I get there at 8 o'clock. I set up myself.
It's not yours.
Wait.
Regular, that's what you do.
How long, then you set it up, how long do you leave the area before you return?
I get back around 10 after I have my coffee.
So you go for you leave that for 2 hours? I think your site should be bulldozed.
Yeah.
If he's willing to get up and go there at 8 o'clock.
So listen, when you get back, is the area very crowded?
Yeah, there's a little crowded, but it's mostly everybody does it if you're local. That's what you do.
Listen,
get there early and get your spot.
If it's an understanding and you know, at a certain point, though, couldn't you have your coffee and then do your deal and then go over with your stuff and just set it up when you get there?
Yeah, but then you come back, and there might be a wedding that's set up there, too, because where I go, they like to have weddings on the beach, and those people get there, like, with 75 chairs.
Yeah.
The point, I understand feeling a sense of ownership because you frequent the area, and that's your deal, but it's to me, it's also, hey, this is where I park by my house. I don't technically own the street, and I'm used to parking in that spot. If someone parks in that spot, I can't be angry.
Yeah.
I go out to go get something, and I come back, and that spot's taken. I'm like, well, I don't own the street.
You don't own that spot.
Yeah.
So, Matt, what beach do you go to, by the way? Not, like, the exact beach, but which town?
Cape May.
Cape May.
Yeah, so Cape May's got a small beach as well. And 10 o'clock is still kind of early. That's the thing. I don't know why, like, you got to go there at 8. There's going to be prime real estate at 10 o'clock as well.
See, leaving a place for two hours and then coming back, I don't do the beach thing. I don't know how this works, but I would feel I'd feel that I was being rude if I just sat stuff down and blocked out an area and then left without using it.
I mean, I just think on a public beach or at a park, like, who cares if they're willing to go there, not at a resort where everybody's paying to be there and now there's no chairs left. I understand that. But if that guy wants to go there at 8 o'clock, there's tons of other beach at 10 o'clock for other people to set up.
If there's a ton of available beach and no one has any issue, and everyone can get in fine. You're not like if you do something like that on 4th of July weekend, I think that's probably pretty rude.
Is there a time limit that you would seem that would seem ridiculous to you, Kathy? Like if they set up and
not a time
4 hours?
No, not a time limit. What I would
4 hours? Would what be I pretty would, ballsy.
What I would think is ridiculous if there is no other spot. If you get to the beach and you have nowhere to put a tiny chair and a towel, then yes, that's rude. It's ridiculous. But if there's other beach, so what if he took the spot next to the?
I'm less inclined to be upset about that. I see your point. From the get-go, my assumption was you're dealing with a fairly crowded beach. And a beach that will get crowded, and you're going and setting up your spot, and you're not using a beach for 2 to 3 hours that someone could be there enjoying,
right.
Who's actually shown up there, right there, ready to go, and there's this inert beach with blankets and chairs that no one's using, sitting there.
I understand that. And if they've got to get in their car and drive to another street, then yes, rude, it shouldn't be there. But if there's enough beach for somebody to even squeeze in next to you,
I could tolerate that.
I'm going to go to, I need to see if this is legit or not. I'm going to go to Dan. Hi, Dan, you're on the air. Good morning.
Is this Kenny Knight?
Yes.
It is.
Anyway.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
He's really, I'm verklempt.
I understand.
So a couple years ago, we visited Sandals Resort in Montego Bay, Jamaica, and we paid for the butler service for our room.
Okay.
So we'd wake up in the morning, we'd call our butler, and we'd have our butler go down to the beach and put our stuff down underneath, the cabana umbrella, and reserve our spots,
and
go have breakfast, then go back down to the beach.
Okay. So would your butler actually stay at the location while you guys were going to, eventually get there after breakfast?
No, he wouldn't stay there and hold it, but he would put your towels down. He would put your beers, your alcohol, everything down there for you.
Listen, I understand. Here's my idea. Go have breakfast and then go down to the beach. what I'm saying? Go have breakfast and go down to the beach. Or if your service includes a specific area that's closed off.
Yeah, that's yours.
Yours, then that's fine.
Yeah. Or how many people were with you, Dan?
This was actually for my wedding. So we had a group of, I believe, 13 to 15.
One person could have gone down there and hung out for a while and staked the claim.
Wait, and they were saving 13 to 15 chairs?
No, just the spots for my wife and I.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, that's not too obnoxious, but
yeah, it is.
I think there's a good portion of this is predicated on I'm so hyper aware of not being rude or, keeping people, these are just certain things that you do and you
do unto others.
I
got into a fight in traffic because I'm always thinking about the people behind me and getting through an intersection and so on and so forth. I'm always thinking about that. And in this case, this is the micro and the macro here. People are coming out. If they're already there and ready to go, they should have dibs on that area of beach.
Mm. God, just Yeah, and I've told the story, and I'm not going to go through it again, but when we were in Mexico and somebody did that with the whole leaving the beach, the resort beach towel for hours.
Yeah.
And it was a good spot, and I just wanted to go down to the beach and read, and they came back, and they were like, this is our spot, and I'm like, and all the other places were open, and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. I've been here for a couple hours reading. I want to stay here for a couple hours reading.
You're going to die today.
And no.
Did you
towels,
move?
They eventually sent their daughter down to talk to me, and she was really relentless and wouldn't let up. And I'm just like, F you. Oh, I told her, F you, I'm leaving. And I should have said something like, I hope you all die soon.
Yeah.
Something really, really
honestly,
mean.
Why?
You entitled asswipe.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it ruined the rest of the vacation for me. I hate people like that. I just hate them.
Sense of entitlement.
Yeah. So you had mentioned movies and saving seats for people. And thank God a lot of movie theaters now have assigned seats. So when you buy your tickets ahead of time.
I now prefer to go to those places. Mm-hmm.
They're the best.
Yeah.
Man, I had to hold seats last night for Kathy's husband and Jace.
Great.
Well, and
that's just two people.
I know, but like, Steve, I felt guilty. And they were on time. It's not like they were running late to the movie, but it was a packed theater for Spider-Man last night, which was awesome. And I was happy to be there. And I was just waiting. And I kept looking at the exit. I was waiting for them to get there. There's so many people. 7:25. Plenty of time.
Do you know what seat I got? No, I know. Casey can do it. God bless him. You know, it's a quarter of a second till the screen gets dark and Casey comes in with his hey!
Okay.
I've been there for about an hour and I've been in the back row at the last seat so that no one can sit to my right and no one can sit behind me. That whole thing, I'm like, I get so nervous.
Oh, man. It's like being on a plane. You're about to close the door, and the seat next to you is open. You're like, please close the door.
Please close it.
And all of a sudden,
the
350-pounder comes walking up.
Oh, don't move that fast.
I had to pop some of the scabs on my neck.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. End the conversation now.
That's the way it happens. Right.
There's a Twitter poll regarding this speech stuff. Well, I can't believe how heated this debate is. Maybe I'm naive, but
well, that's why there's such an issue right now, Nick.
Sure,
we're split down the middle.
The President Steve Show account is President Steve 933, and you can weigh in as to whether or not you think that you're allowed to save a spot on the beach.
Yeah, so the correct people kind of outweigh the incorrect people just by a little bit. So 54% are right, and then 46% are wrong.
To save a beach. The frame of the question is it's okay to save a beach spot by setting up your stuff hours before anyone is coming. And currently it's agree and disagree. Yeah. Disagree is winning.
54%, not much.
And what's crazy is, like, I go to Wildwood, and the beaches are huge. So I have less of a problem in Wildwood than I do at Ocean City and Cape May and Seattle, where the beaches are just smaller.
And also people need to be respectful of people that you know are, it's just having a sense of civility and respect.
Yeah.
And you know
fairness.
What? You know, it makes me not want to go to public events when stuff like that happens. And it's too bad. And I'm looking at this poll, and if it is kind of 50-50 split, what's the bad part about it is when I have an encounter like this, it makes me hate all people. When really I should only hate half people, you know.
Yeah.
But it kind of makes me hate everybody and not want to go in public.
And listen,
I can't
stand
it. Just be civil.
I think we're all guilty of it from time to time. But,
we are.
You know, I would say, you know, try to be aware of other people in your surroundings. And like even like when you're going to the beach and you're setting up, you know, your camp for the day or whatever, kind of take a look around you. You know, like, because I definitely, you know, will set up my camp kind of based on, like, okay, do I get at least a tiny little glimpse of the ocean? Do you know what I mean? And, you know, so are you, and if I'm getting a tiny glimpse, am I blocking somebody else's view of the ocean as well?
Little things like that.
Little things.
Setting up your umbrella if you're blocking the people behind. These are little considerations.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, if you're 6'3 and about to sit down at a movie theater, maybe don't sit in front of the little kid.
Yeah.
You know? I am the same way because I'm tall and I will kind of
slouch down.
I will sink down in my seat. If I'm at a concert, I try to look at the people behind me and I'm like, I'll try to actually kind of bend my knees a little bit. I'm just trying to have make sure that everybody.
When I cross my leg, I cross it out towards the aisle. When I'm at an airplane and I'm on the aisle seat, I don't use the left armrest in case someone needs to use that. I use my right.
When I tuck my genitals between my legs, I make sure that the hair is there so it looks like I have a vagina.
And I dance to the music, and then I go down to the girl in the
just
pit.
Thinking of other people. All right. Anyway, I apologize to everybody that I could not get to who's on hold right now. There are people who have been on for a while. And then Kim wanted to bring up an issue with people holding spots for people in line for prison visits. I never even considered
that. Oh, my God.
That, I hate that when you go to see, prison, you put your blanket down in your chair, and you go in there, and there's another convict there.
Oh, my gosh, the debate on that, the prison visit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. People will put their blanket down and leave for 2 hours, you know?
Yeah. He's only going to be here for 10 more years.
All right. Next time. Get him next time.
Thank you for being on hold. I apologize. But our Twitter poll is up. If you would like to enter it or, you know, enter whatever your submission is to that, you can do that through our Preston and Steve account.
Get a whole lot more Preston and Steve at PrestonandSteve.com.